Shooting. Oh, right here.
Dude, this is absolutely terrifying. All right, I just want to start this off by saying this is going to be a rather violent video. A trigger warning to anybody who doesn't like to see fear and panic. I'm not going to show any violent imagery or bloody or graphic images, but the stories in and of themselves are rather violent and prove how out of touch our leadership is, while the average American is struggling in many, many different ways. I mean, Donald Trump is in his own psychosis. He is currently in a bubble where he is highly insulated from any price increases or any increase in violence across the general public. On top of that, we have Mitch McConnell, who's been gone for 45 days now, not voting, basically just on autopilot, not representing anybody in Kentucky. Lindsey Graham died in office. I'd never wish death on somebody just because I disagree with them. However, if we have people dying in office multiple times a year, then our leadership is inherently going to be out of touch. Now, let me introduce you to what the average American goes through. This is the Bite of Seattle, an event that is held every single year that recently had a shooting at it. I want to show you the moment that everybody realizes the shooting is happening while one of the people hosting a stand is simply doing a promotional video for his product. I have been to multiple of these events over the past month or two in Chicago. I go there with my producer or my girlfriend and we go hang out and, you know, I talk to a lot of you guys there while I'm hanging out at the Taste of Chicago or whatever. But this time in Seattle, it took a dark turn and I want to show you the video. Again, there's no graphic imagery, but it's violent in and of itself to watch people running away. Then we're going to talk about the Iran war and the way that it is spiraling out of control. Our leadership does not know what they are doing. Once again, I'm visiting some family, taking a bit of a vacation, but we're still keeping the content rolling because there's a lot of news to break down. So make sure you turn on post notifications and drop the like below. It means the world. We will always have your back and thank you for having ours. So let's start off with this video here. I'll just let it play through. It's rather hard to watch.
Video and 200K. I'll get that plaque that says 100K.
Shooting. Oh shit. Oh shit, right here! Get down! Yeah, just get down. Oh, it's right there! Oh shit!
No, get.
Mando, get the register and come!
Yeah, get the register and the tips.
And the tips.
And the tips. Come. Call the other side.
Hey, call Chimo, call Chimo.
Yeah, call, come from the other side and make sure to not come here. Yeah, just get behind the generator, safest. Or behind the machine.
Yeah. Dude, this is absolutely terrifying. Now, I want to point out that three people died and four people were injured, including a small child during this shooting. This is the state of America. We have politicians who are bought out by special interest groups like the NRA, the gun lobby, and they try to stop the type of changes from being made that would protect people because it would hurt the bottom line of the politicians. We see this all around. In housing, special interest groups distort that. When it comes to foreign policy, special interest groups distort that in a negative way. Speaking of foreign policy, we now have the war in Iran breaking out to a new degree after Donald Trump is not able to find any sort of off-ramp. I'm sorry, but I will not stop talking about this war and how awfully it has gone for the United States. We are on day 150 or so, and Trump is posting AI slop in his own manic schizophrenic meltdown on Truth Social. I'm not even exaggerating. He's made dozens of posts over the past 24 hours of AI slop. Trump, Washington, time travel epic. You see this spine. He has one of Canada and the United States with a big wall. Other presidents, and he's comparing the Vietnam War, the Korean War, the Iraq War, Afghanistan, to Iran and Venezuela. So some of our biggest losses right here. Afghanistan turned into a 20-year grinding counterinsurgency where we spent trillions of dollars, added trillions to our debt. And he's comparing this to just us a few weeks into the Iran conflict. Then continuing, Wait. I just realized he's calling it a conflict, not even a war. So everything else is a war, and they conveniently said Iran was just a military conflict because if it's a war, he needs congressional approval. Oh my God. Then he posted this, then AI slop, Trump cabinet, and it's him pointing at people. Honestly, this is grounds for 25th Amendment. He needs to be removed. Panic in DC. This is just evil. Is he Voldemort now? Casting a bad spell upon all of DC. To continue, the Strait of Hormuz is cooked right now. This war still affects every single American. When the price of oil and gas and diesel increases, it increases the price of everything else, and Americans do not trust nor understand this war. Saudi Arabia's refinery has been struck by drones. Iranian drones that weren't supposed to exist anymore. Trump in one breath says the war is over, we've won, we have completely destroyed their military. In the next breath, we have four U.S. troops being killed, and that is being covered up. ABQAIQ is the world's largest crude oil stabilization plant, processing 5-7% of global oil supply. Oh my God, this is going to be very, very bad. And here's a video of it getting blown up. You can see it from this morning. A photo of this getting blown up. This is from an Iranian drone. In the same way that four U.S. soldiers were killed, actually 18 have been killed in this war overall, but four were killed recently, and the Pentagon removed it from their website. We have a president who is spiraling, an economy that's in the drain. We have a war that we can't stop, and Donald Trump just touched down in Michigan, and as he was getting off of Bribe Force One, you can see in the background of this clip, you can see Natalie Harp walking down the stairs. Maybe she had something to do with the AI psychosis, manic Twitter, Truth Social meltdown that I just walked you through. But Natalie Harp tries to silently sneak behind him. I want you to look. Natalie Harp can be seen right behind him. Natalie Harp is, of course, the 35-year-old assistant of Donald Trump that spends a lot of time with him, slips notes to him, and that Melania allegedly, you know, walked in on him very late at night. But there's been no actual proof of sexual, conduct between either of them. It just seems like they have a very, very close relationship. Continuing right here, Bribe Force One has had a lot of problems. This is the Qatari jet that was gifted to Donald Trump. Among the findings from the New York Times article that just came out today, Mr. Trump was personally engaged in making decisions about the retrofitting of the donated plane, giving the final approval on the features and security measures that would be included, according to people familiar with this role. They, and others interviewed for this article, described the sensitive information about the process on the condition of anonymity. Several key security and safety features on the Boeing planes that have been used for decades as Air Force One are not visible in the upgraded jet, including a lower-level exit and more refurbishing. The 747-8 plane was overhauled on a compressed timeline of just about 8 months. Experts say the jet would have needed several years for a full upgrade. Because the Qatari jet was being pushed into service so quickly, some White House officials initially expected it would only be used for domestic travel. Then Trump flew it internationally and had to be evac'd from that jet. The government spent hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase equipment needed to train pilots to fly the 747-8 plane so quickly, on top of the approximately $400 million cost of the upgrades that the admin had publicly acknowledged. The Pentagon has tried to mask the total price tag, including from Congress, by taking the funds from a classified budget for nuclear modernization. So we're falling behind on the global stage in nukes. We are investing less in our own people regarding Medicaid, Medicare, healthcare. We are stripping funding away from life-saving cancer research, but we have funding to increase our military budget to $1.6 trillion, and then we have funding to add $800 million in cost just to refurbish and train pilots for this plane. This is absolutely despicable, and then Donald Trump is just hopping off of it with Natalie Harp in the background while soldiers are dying, and that's being covered up, while the Epstein files are actively being covered up. Listen to Ro Khanna talking about it.
Donald Trump's FBI scraped these documents in March, and the thing that they took out were survivors' statements to FBI agents about rich and powerful men who raped them or committed heinous acts. And then those documents from the FBI were sent to the Department of Justice in a redacted form. They were already scrubbed. We need those documents to be unscrubbed. That's what the American people want to know. All of the rich and powerful men, many of them who raped these girls, are in those FBI statements, and those statements are still redacted.
Yep, we've been covering this relentlessly on the channel, along with Zorro Ranch, along with Andrew Tate, and everybody else. I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to go spend the rest of the day with my family and pass it off to Chris Mowry. It would mean the world if you subscribe below, drop a like, and turn on the post notifications so that when Chris posts or when I post, you can be the first here to help us drop a like and watch until the end. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video later tonight, and peace out.